Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Christ, our Paschal name, has been sacrificed. Let us then feast with joy in the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she went and went to summon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both went, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen. Also we share his life. We share his life through the Blessed Sacrament, through our baptism. It's a real gift of Jesus for us, to have we can share his new life. New life in a sense that we, as Jesus himself, have to sacrifice our lives for the sake of humanity. Jesus, his suffering, is taking all the sins of the world. So part of it is our sin. Jesus loved us so much, he is willingly to offer his life for us. But important that he wants us to learn from him, to love, unconditional love with other people. That's a kind of sacrifice. It's not easy. Jesus gives us all the opportunity for us to share his life, but all an opportunity of living the life of God. Many times we are happy because we still have the crosses. We complain that why Jesus didn't leave our cross away. Jesus, through his life, teaching us whatever the will of God, there's always the blessing. At times we don't know what other blessings are. But important, Jesus expects us to live well, for us to live well every present moment. Forgetting things of the past, do not worry about things of tomorrow, but live well wholeheartedly at the present moment. No matter we are people or doing our own work, it's important that we can't concentrate doing what we are doing. But because what we are doing is the will of God. When we are doing the will of God, even it's painful, but there's also always the blessing at the back. Even approaching people who doesn't like us, still, Jesus loves us so much that he shared part of his life, part of his suffering. So no matter what we are, just believe God is with us. Thank you, Jesus, that we share his life. This is important to remind us at every present moment, just for putting things aside, wholeheartedly, no matter working, listening, just one mind, one heart, and believe, even when we encounter suffering, we understand Jesus is already taking our crosses by him. So we just, in a certain sense, we share part of this suffering together with Christ, offer it for the salvation of the other people. God loves us always, even through sacrifice, through difficulties, through problems, through crosses. He still make us always one with him, that we are always behind him. He will offer everything for the salvation of the sinners. Thank God that we have this discipleship, not that we live for ourselves, but we live for him. Thank you, Jesus. Give us strength to follow you strictly.